A man broke from the railing where the supporters of President Donald J. Trump congregated as they exchanged catcalls and insults with the anti-Trump forces in the parking lot below. He ran down the ramp, crossed the lot and, as if he couldn't take the offense of its presence anymore, attacked the giant Trump balloon likeness seated in diapers on the cold asphalt. A melee ensued. The balloon deflated on the pave under the scuffle. A burly man, affiliated with the anti-Trump forces, got the offender in a headlock and pushed his face down to the ground. He held them there until police, who were in the area of Martin Luther King III, rushed over and dragged the offender away. "Lock him up! Lock him up! Lock him up!" screamed the anti-Trump forces as police escorted the man away. It was an ugly scene compounded. Repositioning his Make America Great Again hat on his head, the man jeered over his shoulder as they dragged him, hands behind his back, from the scene. In the aftermath, the Trump balloon appeared to be out of commission for the remainder of the evening. It was the one moment during the standoff between the two sides when it actually turned violent. A moment that fast subsided as those affiliated with Indivisible Movement began taking turns speaking in defiance of the president and his supporters convening nearby in the convention center.